Come on, you can do it. Okay, we're opening the one called work areas. And remember, if you don't see something over here, click on the form and it will bring up the form over there. So if you are in the Solution Explorer and you don't see anything over to the left, then if you click on the form, it will bring it up. Okay, so I've got a bunch of numbers here that I want to put in. So I'm going to put in okay, 26, and then I'm going to put in 3. Actually, I'll make that 27 so it divides better, and make that 2. Okay? So, I'm going to click on check 1, and check 1 is going to do a calculation. Okay? And so I wanted to do add the first and the second and divide by the third. So what should the answer be?
15.
15. So I'm clicking on check 1 and it comes up 15. Now I'm going to click on check 2 and it comes up 28.5. So what happens? That's right. It did the division first because I was missing the parenthesis around that. And so hierarchy says do the division first and then do the add. Okay, so it did divided second by third and came up with 1.5 and added that to 27 and got 28.5. Okay, so now I'm going to test and see which number is biggest. So I'm doing a compare. And it tells me that the first number is bigger than the second. I'm comparing the first number to the second number. And it tells me that the first is bigger than the second. And 27 is bigger than 3, so that looks good, right? Now I am going to click on the problem one. And it says the first is not bigger than the second.
Okay.
Now how did it come up with that? Well, the stuff that comes in a text box is string or text. And so it's pushed over against the left side. If I have a number, it is pushed over against the right side. Okay? So on this first one, I said convert them both to an integer, which made them a number. So it was comparing 3 to 27. It was comparing number, the number 3 to the number 27. Down here, I didn't do any conversion. So it is saying, compare 27, is 27 greater than 3? Well, what it does is it starts at the left and it compares the first two digits. Or the first two characters. 3 is bigger than 2. So 3, 1. Okay? So when it is string, it saves it very differently. Just like if you have ABC and XYZ, A is bigger than, is less than X, and so forth. Okay? So when it's over to this side, it's string, and it compares the leftmost character. And the 3 is bigger than the 2, so it declares the 3 is the winner. With numbers, it actually compares it as a number. So it compares the 3 with the number 27, and 27 is clearly bigger. Okay. Questions? Because that's kind of tricky. The big thing to remember in all of these programming languages is if you run into problems, do the convert. If you convert them over, then you're going to know numbers are dealing with numbers. And the computer is happiest when it's dealing with like types, with types that are alike. Questions on this? There are a lot of these little idiosyncrasies. When you get into programming or into working with computers, you have to start making mental lists of all the idiosyncrasies so that you can cope with them. And text coming in off the form is string, and you can see it because it's pushed over against that wall. So it's string. If it was number, it would be pushed over against the other wall. Now, of course, somebody can tell you an alignment difference, and that'll mess you all up, but anyway. Okay, the next thing we're going to look at is the write, and I actually want you to do this, or I would prefer that you do it. The one is called Project Write Text. Going to write something out onto a file. And in fact, that's what programming is mainly about. Because if you just write a program and you don't save the results, then you gotta run the program the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. You need to save the results. The main purpose for programming is to be able to keep data, to update data, to maintain data, to have data to work with. So, on the first thing I've got to do is we'll look at the form and then we'll look at how to change it actually. So I've set up a form and the form has 3 fields on it, an ID number, a name, and a major. And it has 2 buttons called write and end. Okay. Now the first thing I need to know is when I go over and look at the code, I need to know where I'm going to write this project. So I'm going to come over here and look to see. It appears that I can write to the F drive, which is what I had there. So I can write to the F drive, okay, because I'm putting it on the F drive. If you want to put it on the T drive, you would change that to T. Now, I have 2 folders here. This is a folder on the F drive, and this is a folder within it. So if I look on the F drive, and I shouldn't have closed it down. If I look on the F drive and I look for that folder called VBCIS120, there it is. And then I have in there Project Write Text. Okay? So, I want to write a file that I'm going to call student S16.txt to that spot. Now, when I was playing around with this last night, I already did that, so I'm going to change this name and call it Stu S16, because I think I already have a student S16 out there. So that means that when I'm ready to write, I'm going to go to the F drive, go to this directory, go to this directory, and I'm going to store that inside. And we'll see where it stores it in a minute when we run it. So what have I got here? When I say write, okay, actually I don't need to go over. When I click on the write button, it's gonna say dim data write. And I just made up that name, okay? And there is the name over here. So I'm defining an area, and I said I'm gonna write it as a string. And what I'm gonna put in it is the text ID number dot text, concatenated with a comma, because I want a separator between the things I'm writing. Concatenated with the name, concatenated with a comma, concatenated with the major, concatenated with VBCRLF, which is carriage control line feed. And so that means it will put it down on the next line. So it will set up a line and then move to the next line. Then I want to write, and this is a copy and paste, mycomputer.filesystem write all text. That's a copy and paste. You're going to put that sentence in because that makes VB understand you want to write. Where do I want to write? I put the address I want to write in up here, comma, data write. Okay? And true, I think, means create a new file. It's not telling me. I think false means add to the end. We'll try it in a minute. And then after I've written, I clear everything out. So I said, clear out the text box for the ID number, clear out the text box for the name, clear out the text box for the major, and set the focus on the ID number. So it will be ready for me to write something else. When I'm ready to quit, I say end. I could also have me.close with two parentheses after it, and that will also close it. Okay, so let's try writing this now. I'm going to start, and then as I said, I'm going to give you a few minutes after I've done this and the read, and give you a few minutes to do it. So I'm going to write 123 is my ID. The name is Susan Ash. She's a CI major, and I'm saying write. And as soon as I say write, it cleared everything out and put the cursor back at the ID. So now I'm gonna write another one. So I'm gonna say 234, John Costa, CI major, write. And it got written. And then I'm going to say 345 Linda French CI write. And then I got 456 David Smith BU major and write. And now I'm all done, so I end it. So hopefully I have written my file. So what do? I go look. There is my VBCIS 120. Then I go down to Project Write Text. And when I get there, I go inside the one folder that's there. So I just click on the folder. Or actually, it put it there, didn't it? Lots of times it puts it in there, but apparently it didn't. Okay, so it is right here. Actually, where is it? There it is. Okay, so let's try that one more time. That's interesting that it put it there. Okay, so project write text, and it actually brings it right up. So here's the one I wrote today. There's the one I wrote last night. So at 6:50 last night, I wrote that one. At 11:15 today, I wrote this one. Okay, so there it is. And if I right-click on it and say edit, there it is. So there's the file that I wrote. And notice it's got a comma between fields, because I told it to put a comma between fields. And it's got the line feed so that each record is on a new line. Okay. So each record is on a new line. So now I've created a file, and they can keep this file forever. Now, in reality, in the real world, you don't tend to create files anywhere near as much. You tend to use databases and tables within databases. But that's far beyond where we're going to go in this class. So the databases shows up in a Visual Basic class or another language class. Okay, so now I've got it written, and I want to close it down. And I'm going to close everything and do a file close solution. And now I'm going to open the project that says read. So I'm going to read the project. So, the main thing that I have to do here is make sure that the address is correct, because the address has to be the same address that I used when I wrote, and it has to be located in the same place that it was when I wrote. That line is a copy and paste. Dim my reader as new Microsoft Visual Basic file IO, text field parser, whatever, whatever. The only thing that you need to do is put the address inside the parentheses so that it can find your file. Okay? So we will do this and then I will show you the rest of what it said there. So I'm going to say start. And it really is going to start. Okay, notice I've got three fields to put the data in, and I said read. So there's my first person that I wrote. And then when I click read again, there's the next person, and the last person. And then when I click read again, it comes up and says the end of file has been reached. Okay, so it tells me that it's out of data. Okay. So, if I look at this, when I click on the button read, I have defined current row as a string, and I need the parentheses there. And then I say, if not my reader, end of data. That means if there's something to read, then the current row, I'm going to read and put it in the current row. I'm going to read and put it in the current row. So I dim current row as whatever record I'm now on. So the first time, current row is going to be Susan Ash. The next time, it's going to be John Coster, I think it was. then it's going to be Linda French, then it's going to be David Smith. So over here, I said current row equals my reader read files. And again, my reader read files is a copy and paste. And it is going to read, and then it's going to say, okay, there were three things on the row. There was 1, 2, 3, Susan Ash, CI. Now down here at the bottom, I've told it that the delimiter is a comma. So it knows that a comma is the separator between the fields. Because I told it that I was going to have a delimiter, and the delimiter was going to be a comma. And this whole thing, again, is a copy and paste, except if your delimiter was a slash, you would change the comma to a slash. Okay, so when it says text ID equals current row 0, that means the first thing. So that's current row 0. Current row 1 is that. Current row 2 is that. So the comma does the separating, and it tells it current row 0, current row 1, current row 2. So the zero is the first thing. Computers tend to think of zero as the first thing. So the zero is the first thing. Okay? And then it goes to Susan Ash is the second thing, but it has a one. And CI is the third thing, and it has a two, because we started with zero. So now I can read the file. So I can create a file of things people typed in, and tomorrow I can read the file. Okay, I would like you to do a bunch of copying and pasting. Okay, basically I want you to do recreate pretty much what I did, although you can have different fields or whatever, but I want you to take 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, and actually make the write and make the read. Yeah?
I couldn't even put the names in the file and stuff.
Well, it depends on where you're going to put it. If you want to, you can say, I want to put it on the T drive, and I am going to call it myfile.txt. And that's fine. It's now going to go on the T drive, and it's going to be called myfile.txt. Okay? If you want to go on the T drive and make a directory, then you can say T drive slash my directory slash myfile.txt. Okay? So it's where you want to put it. And for now, putting it on the T drive, unless you have a flash drive with you, is the common sense way of doing it. But if you have a flash drive, I'd put it on the flash drive. Okay. So the file is whatever you want to name it. Now I had it inside two folders. But as long as it can find it, it doesn't matter where you put it. And thinking about it, actually, I didn't give it all the other paths, which is why I put it in Project Write Text. I just put it in there. So you can have the T drive and put the name of the file, .txt. So as I said, I'd like you to bring up these two programs. Copy and paste a bunch of them to get them working. And obviously you've got to do the write before you can do the read. The first one, I think, it has the word right in it. If you go to my site. Come on, we can do this. Okay, they're over under programs and under visual basic. And the two that you're looking at here are these bottom two, creating a file and reading a file. Okay, so those are the two programs that you're going to be looking at. And if you need help, Eric and I are here to help. Feel free to plagiarize as much as you want.
Don't hear that often.
Done.
Yeah, I made three.
Okay, so now go back into the T drive. wherever you were down there. And there it is, so click on it.
This one?
Yep, so you get it. There it is. That's what you put out there, right? So it created your file. So now you're all set. So now you close it and you open the read one. And the read one, you have to give it the same address. So you can copy and paste the address if you want. You have to give it the same address so that it will go and find the file. So you're able to read yours?
Yeah.
Very good. There is a debug assignment that I would like you to do next. And so if you get done, you can go and do that. Another problem to solve, zip. So download that and get it working. So get the write working, save a couple of records, and then after you've saved a couple of records, close it down and open the read program and change things so that you can read the records. Thank you. type out instead of time out. Oh, well. I should read my writing sometimes. That's the end drug, you can't have the column, right? You've got to have the name of the file you want to save it as. So let me bring it back up. It doesn't matter whether it's the read or the write, this is the read, but the address still has to be the same. So if you want to put it on the end drive, then you want to go and make a folder for it. So I go into the end, if you want a folder, if you want it just on there, that's fine. But what I usually do is go in and make a folder and mine or whatever it is. And then you gotta go and make a folder and put it in like that.
Yes, no, maybe.
What's the mine?
And that was just the name of a folder. I just made up. If you don't want a folder, you can just skip that and write N colons. But I find that sometimes you need to have a folder. And so I was just putting in a folder here, a directory, whatever you want to call it. Call mine, and what I do is I go and make it ahead of time because it's not going to make a folder for you. So I go into the end drive or pick a folder that's already there.
Yeah, right.
I think I closed the property in the property viewer for trying to change properties on the server, and I can't get.
That's okay, go up and do and find property.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
And then as far as positioning, then good luck.
Do 16.
You can't have two versions of Visual Basic open on your computer at the same time if you want to look at something and go back and forth.
I just stuck it on my notepad.
Mm-hmm.
I just stuck it all on notepad.
And that works too. I'm waiting to get sick, actually. As I said, I was away this weekend, and everybody around me was getting a stomach flu.
Ooh.
So I'm just, I don't feel quite right. I'm just waiting to be able to shoot a truck. Send it to me, but what I'm saying is I want something written from you. I don't want a conversation. I won't drop you based on a conversation.
Okay.
I want something written that says, please drop me. Okay?
Okay.
But not a conversation. Because dropping somebody is too significant to...
This is watch that show. This is that one.
Yes, there are three more weeks. My goal is to finish up next week. Then the last week will be open labs. Your final is a take-home final, and it will be posted 1 week before it's due. And you can do the final. Now, homework on the whole, on average, each assignment counts 3 or 4 points, depending on how much. A few only count 2, a couple might count 5, but on the whole, 3 or 4 points. So, if you're missing 10 assignments, you've got a minus 35. Let's say it's half 3 points and half 4 points. You've got a minus 35. So, you need to get caught up. You know, you can afford to be missing some, but if you're missing 10 assignments, then you're in trouble. Five assignments tends to drop you to a B or a C, probably a C.
I take final grades, rather, homework up until the last day of classes, which is the 5th. And then I am usually enough of a wuss that I take a few things after that. But not a lot. If you pass in a lot, I will keep them, I will grade them, and I will change your grade eventually. But it's not going to be right away. Because if I get a massive homework from you, then clearly my attitude is going to be the same as yours. I'll get to it when I get to it. Okay? So I will eventually get to it. I would suggest nagging me. Yeah. Anybody got it working?
I'm also working on the reading.
Huh?
Working on the reading now.
Okay. Some of you were very creative and made your own forms, which is definitely the best way of doing it, but it takes longer. Very good, yeah.
I believe I got it.
Good. If it runs, you got it?
Yeah, it runs. Well, it doesn't show any errors anymore.
What was this, read? Rather than look over your shoulder.
So you see that it's labeled 1. So you go to the text property. Take out the text and
So it's label 1.txt, and I didn't put anything in it.
Okay.
Okay, it's not like it was. I thought it was a property, because you can also set properties.
Because I've had some hidden and stuff, but when it ran, it kept showing up that label.
Okay, that I said, if not reader end of file, then do this. Else, if it is end of file, then make the label 1 end of file reached. So I didn't redeem the code. If you get done with this, there is a debug problem I want you to start looking at under this week. Yep. Yeah, that's probably true. Text name, text major, text grade. So now you gotta go look at the form and see what they're called.
Should say
again. This one, what's that called? Label name instead of text name. Oh, I'm sorry, that box, that's what I wanted. Text, yeah, you have to make it text name.
Our dog turner is just a box.
Text ID number, text name, and text major. What's happening, guys?
It's fine. It's not working right for some reason. When guys know no errors, there's no error.
Okay, as I said, once you've got it working, please move on to the debug. It's called another problem to solve, zip. And move on and try to debug that. Yeah, still not? No, it's all right.
Okay, it's 0 dollars more than that.
Go look at the form and see what that field is called. And is this the write or the read?
The read.
The read. Do you have I just noticed as I walked up the door, is there a space after your sub between sub and no, private sub. Okay. All right, that doesn't have an end. But it doesn't need one. Because we have just dim up here. There shouldn't be anything above button read. What is it that you have above button read?
The limited.
Okay, but if that's the form read load, okay, that's fine. But you need to have an end sub on it. So that's what the problem is. Because you don't have an end sub on that one. And now it's happy, except for label 1. So we're back to the form. And I had a label down there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That it was putting it in, and obviously I must have called it label 1. Okay. And that's where I'm putting the end of file message. Okay, how we doing, folks? Questions?
I don't know what's going on here, because
I would
take that work answer, copy and paste it, put it up there and Google.
This one right here?
No, we didn't.
Something?
Or actually,
oh, it's already
okay, so
good.
Yeah. So now what's the problem?
And then I have, I don't know if I type in from free order point or does it do it for me?
You'd have to type in, that was the name of the field, but then we don't even want that then on the thing. We've already got a then out there. So does that do it?
I don't think so.
Well, probably.
Because it has the yellow edge though.
Visual Studio and console can reach the flash drive. But when it's Explorer, it says that.
Oh,
now
that's a good idea.
It's just
a non-text.
Yeah.
And text answer, I think, we got it out.
Is it right on the whole thing? I don't know.
Is there a text? Oh, yeah, there is a text
answer. Yeah, there is. I don't see what. You can see it.
I don't think text answer has been defined.
Yeah, I can command one.
Yes, sir.
Weird.
Right.
Visual
Basic
right there?
Yeah, Visual B. I can't get my flash drive. It's not here.
I can't
do that.
Yeah, that's
weird. His computer is.
Okay, so then try it. You might still have to look at one hand for now, but we can see what it does. That hopefully file close solution, file open project. Another problem to solve. Okay, so even if you haven't finished the other, we're going to move on to this. So the first thing is what? It's giving me a bunch of errors up here. Work answer equals text on hand dot text plus text on order. What do I need?
Parentheses and conversion.
That would probably be a good idea, yes. But the big thing I need is also the dot text. And yes, then it would be a very good idea to have this a convert to decimal or something. The other thing I should always check is make sure that those fields were fine on the form that they look to be. Now, text-answer.text. Look on the form, where's text-answer.text? You can come over here and look, and I don't see any text-answer.text. So that means I need to create a text box. And call it textanswer.text. Okay. So I need to create this. And then I'm going to call it textanswer.text. Except that apparently I'm not. Text ans.text. Okay. Property value is not valid. Because that should have just been text ans. Duh. Okay, so this is, wait a minute, guys. This is text answer, right? So now if I go back in, that text answer is now okay. Okay, now when I come down here, it's complaining about work answer. Why is it complaining about that? Where did I define work answer? Where did I define it? Well, there is one up here. But it can't see it because it was defined within this subroutine, so this subroutine can't see it. So I have two choices. I can take that out and put it up above and make it global, or I can copy this and paste it in here so that I have it both places. It's totally up to you. Okay, so I'm going to take and copy it and put it up here, and I'm going to get rid of it here. Okay, so now it should be happy. Okay, what's wrong with text reorder point? What's wrong with that?
It needs a dot text.
That's right. It needs a dot text. Okay, now it's all happy, I hope. What's wrong with text message?
Quotations.
Pardon?
It needs quotations.
The no order needed needs quotations. But what about, whoops. Why am I still getting a problem with text message?
You have a box for it?
That's probably what I have, not. So if I go here, I don't see a box for it. So I will put on a text box wherever, and I will call it text message. Okay. So now what do I need? Actually, it looks like I'm all set. Okay. Now, in an ideal world, I would convert this also because I'm comparing work answer, which is an integer. And it would be nice to make that either an integer or a decimal or something. In fact, integer would probably have been better on these, so I'm going to change it to an integer because on hand and on order, you can't have a half a thing on hand, right? So I'm going to make these integer, and it makes sense to put integer around them, okay? So now I've said if work answer, which I defined as a numeric, is less than the reorder point, then put out one message, otherwise put out another message. Okay? So let's see if this is going to work. The item is item 123. On hand is 50. On order is 40. And the reorder point is 100. So what should it be saying? If I hit on calculate, it says that on hand and on order is 90. And if I hit on ask, it says need to order. Because on hand and on order is less than the reorder point. So I need to reorder. Okay. If I change the reorder point to a 70 and then hit ask, it says no order needed because 50 and 40 is 90. 90 is not less than 70. So I get no order needed. I put that up because those are kind of some of the mistakes that people make a lot. So those are just some of the fixes that you can make to make those mistakes. Okay, we are finished with Visual Basic now, and we will move on. There's three main things that we're going to look at. We're going to go back and visit HTML a little bit. We are going to visit Access a little bit. And we're going to look at a program called Alice at the end. Okay. So those are the three things. Each of them is about a day's worth. And we've got 3 days. Because as I said, the last week, I basically cancel classes if I possibly can and give you lab time. So I will be here, Eric will be here, but you can come in and work. And if you're all caught up, you can start the final.
If we send you an email, can you let us know like an estimated of whatever it is? As of like this point?
I don't calculate grades, believe it or not.
Okay.
So I haven't done it.
Okay.
But you can figure it out. I mean, as I said, every grade counts 3 or 4 points. And so if you're missing, the big problem is missing or that I've passed it back and you haven't fixed and resubmitted.
Okay.
That's the big problem. But if you get everything into me, you can come real close to blowing the final and still get an A if you've got everything in and everything fixed. Okay, because the final is only 10% of your grade. Okay, so you'd have to blow it really badly to if you've been getting things in and all that.
You'd have to absolutely bomb it.
Right. And then you would be only going down to a B. So essentially, every assignment, if you count it to be safe at 4 points, and if you're missing 5 assignments, then you're missing 20 points, which, ouch, you're down to a C, okay? So that's how you can actually calculate your own. I am going to this weekend, probably Friday actually, I will put up a status sheet that you have to pass in at the final. And what the status sheet does for us is you fill out the status sheet and you tell me what you did, and I ask you if you know the grade to fill in the grade. Then I check because I don't trust emails. And sometimes I haven't gotten something from you. So you said you passed it in, I don't have it. Then I will email you back and say,
I don't have this.
I don't have this, you're going to have to give it back to me.
Okay.
Okay. sometimes I make a mistake. You know, I forget they had written the grade book. I've got it. Now, usually I catch those, but if I have to keep everything you sent me. So before I send it to you, I go and look in your directory and make sure I have it in the directory. But I'm not perfect either, so we're catching up on, you may have thought you sent it, but didn't. I may have gotten it, but didn't put a grade in. Or that, you know, it just didn't, email didn't get through. So I will check those and let you know. So at that point, you know, you should check your email on a daily basis, and then you get your grade after the final, to see if I sent you something saying I'm missing something. Okay? But everything should be in by the 5th. I will take one or two things over the weekend and still move on. If you give me mountains of stuff over the weekend, then basically I'm going to give you some kind of a grade and say I will correct this later and change the grade.
When
but
is the last day of class?
The 5th.
And then the finals take home, right?
Right. And that's posted 1 week before you do it. Okay, now, it's a take-home final, but do not operate under the illusion that you're going to finish it in 2 hours unless you don't have to look anything up. Okay? So, the reason I give it to you for a week is that you should plan some time to actually spend on it. Yeah.
Found it? No, I found you sent me an email saying number one didn't work.
Right.
Because I changed the name.
Yes. Okay. So show me. Yeah, you changed the name at some point, so it just wouldn't run.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, just run it. So I can see the output. Just put in 2 hours, whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine. Send me an email that said, remember you saw it in class, okay? Because, again, I became a professor because I heard the words absent-minded professor so often, okay? So never trust me to remember anything when I leave here. So send me an email.